Okay, here's the deal. The real challenge for a horror movie is to do a serious one, because if it stinks, it'll stink forever. In this light, I have a modicum of respect for White Noise. Visually, White Noise is very compelling. However, it is a victim of overproduction. Last year, the most effective horror movie to hit the theaters was The Grudge, which showed the ghosts from scene one. But in White Noise, they hide the ghosts, only revealing them in quick glimpses. It's an effective setup, but you better have one heck of a shocker at the end. When we have the final reveal in White Noise, the ghosts are laughable at best. White Noise stands on a great concept, but the creativity behind it just didn't have the backbone or the vision to make it work. White Noise gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.